A delicate balance exists between plants, bugs, and birds. Obviously, the bugs eat plants and the birds eat the bugs, but one element we might not think about is the effect non-native plants have on that food chain. Professor Doug Tallamy has thought about it and written about it. Dr. Tallamy will speak about ideas from his recent book, Bringing Nature Home, tomorrow at St. James Community Center. Charlie Winterbauer, president of the Cape Fear Audubon Society, and Julie Livingston, president of the Garden Club, joined us to talk about Dr. Tallamy and the importance of native plants.
We're pretty aware that we're having an impact on the environment in the Southport Cape Fear area, and we want to make sure that our members can do whatever they can to offset the impact that we're having. So this Doug Tallamy, it just brings it down. It distills the big picture down into a little small picture. It's not intimidating. It's easy to do.
I've had him in town twice so far now, and his talk, as I describe it on the web, is anecdotal, humorous, and factual. It's all of the above, and he presents it very well. He's a nice guy, and it comes across in his talk.
This is not just about how to make prettier flowers or how to attract the prettiest birds. This is about sustainability.
Right. It's about the food chain. It's about having plants that will harbor insects that birds can recognize and eat. His thoughts are that if your own little backyard has a few nice plants and your neighbor does and your neighbor does, the next thing you know, there's a nice big patch for things to happen. So it's all interdependent.
96% of all of our migratory land birds feed their young insects during the nesting time when they're trying to fledge them out of the nest. And the insects will come from native plants only. I say only, it's probably 99%. You can be pretty sure if you have native plants, you'll have the insects to feed the birds. And our birds are declining at 1% per year because of lack of habitat, i.e. lack of bird food. I am so happy that Julie and others, the garden clubs, are starting to embrace the native plants. The Garden Club of North Carolina has got an appointment book for 2017, and if you thumb through that, it is full of native plant suggestions. And going back 5 years ago, you would not have seen one native plant in a document like that. So it's been really great progress. And
yeah, we are shifting from growing exotic, unusual plants to growing plants that will attract native wildlife. And what's really wonderful, I've never seen anything like it. Just the amount of butterflies that are around right now. And they're all working on these native plants. It's just phenomenal, the amount of life. But if you have, say, an exotic plant from Asia, they don't attract native insects. They don't know what these plants are. There's nothing for them to eat on them. So therefore, you're not going to have birds. And it's just going to be this lovely flowery place with no life in it. We're shifting from our prowess as gardeners to maybe our ability to care for nature and really have a good place to live.
That was Charlie Winterbauer, president of the Cape Fear Audubon Society, and Julie Livingston, president of the St. James Garden Club. Dr. Tallamy's lecture is at 1 o'clock tomorrow at St. James Community Center. Find more at whqr.org.